Local author and storytellers Courtney Maum and Hallie Goodman will lead a performance-based workshop where live reading is used as a revision tool. Reading work out loud is a stupendous way to identify the trouble spots in a piece of writing. With the creative input of other participants, the workshop will help fiction and nonfiction writers understand where the work shines and where it can be tightened and tweaked and so forth. The workshop is presented by the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers and will take place this Saturday, May 7th, at the Sandusfield Art Center in Sandusfield, Massachusetts. Courtney and Hallie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a delight to have you both here. So, how did this all get started?
Well, I guess I'll kick that off. It was an idea of mine that I had mostly because I'm working on my second book currently, and I am writing and revising all alone. And it's just, you know, one of those moments that you realize how solitary the creative process, especially when you're a writer, can be. And one thing I love doing that breaks that up is participating in reading series. And Hallie also, she has a great reading series called Volume in Hudson that I've participated in. When you're getting ready, when you're readying a piece of writing to be read out loud in front of a crowd, and then when you finally get up there and read it, the feedback you're getting from a live audience is so immediate, so visceral,
yes.
Sometimes so, it can be hard if it doesn't go over well, but you get that lesson right away. You can go home to the piece you're working on and revise. You look right at, oh gosh, that stanza or that joke I tried to make. I tried to be too clever. It didn't work. So it's kind of become a passion of mine to remind writers that reading their work out loud is a really, really good and fun revision tool. So that was my goal, was to, you know, to start this workshop and see how it goes and hopefully have fun.
Do you think it works for every writer in the sense that there's a part of why people choose the professions that they choose? And one of the reasons that you would choose a writing profession is so you can be all by yourself and not be bothered by anybody. I know that's why I chose radio. So what? You put me in a room and I don't have to, I can just talk to people through a microphone? That's awesome. So do you think it works for everybody, or is it especially for beginning writers? How do you think it goes?
I guess I'll take that one. Yes, I do think it works for everyone. I think Courtney and I might be exceptions in that we're like super social writers. But that does not need to be the case for you to get a lot out of reading out loud. There are two parts to it. One is just sort of hearing the rhythm of your own writing in your ears that you're just not going to get when you're reading it on the page alone at home. And you also are blind to, like, when you've been with at work for a while, you can't see what's not there. You picture it so fully in your mind, and you think everything is fleshed out. And even if there were no one else in the room, reading it aloud could be illuminating. But you can, even if it's a quiet crowd that isn't necessarily laughing, groaning, you know, giving you all kinds of crazy feedback,
right,
you can feel it. You feel that silence when it just did not go over. There's a vacuum.
Yay. You know, two things struck me while I was thinking about this last night. I was preparing for the segment. And one is that poets so often do poetry readings, yeah, and will work, but not as much in prose and nonfiction, is it? Poets will go out and read everything and then work on them and things. And the other person that came to mind was David Sedaris, who sort of made a living out of coming out with his work with a pencil and going through it and reading it aloud.
I think it's such a good point you're making, because poets and then very humorous writers or almost stand-up comedians are tuned. It's part of the business. While they're writing, they think about how is this going to sound out loud. Partly it has to do with length, I think. You know,
sure,
when you're a novelist or a memoirist or even writing a cookbook, you're probably not thinking, okay, how is this going to sound read into a microphone in front of people? But I will say, having been there, and this is something else I'm passionate about, there's so many wonderful local reading series, and it's easier to get a spot in front of a mic sometimes than it is to get a piece published in a literary magazine.
Mm-hmm.
There's open mics, you know, so it's a pretty democratic thing, live storytelling. And for our session, for our workshop on Saturday, I want to reiterate that it's not just for fiction writers or funny writers. Cookbook authors can come, people who've never written anything. My husband's coming, and he has a screenplay he's working on, and he's stuck, and he wants to read some stuff out loud and get feedback. It's
awesome.
It's a really useful tool. Even if you're writing a cover letter or something, this is something
absolutely.
That... Yeah.
And it's to get the honest feedback, because that is often what is, if you share it with the people close around, although I don't know, my wife is, but you know what I mean? Like, there are people in your life who you go to that you trust who will be honest
yes,
with you.
Yes, your
say,
trusted readers.
Right, or will say, but it is nice to open that up and have more people come and say, or just go completely out and say, I don't quite understand this. Put this into a context.
Right.
Explain
well,
more.
One of the things that Courtney touched on would just the option to put it out there. There's something really big about that, because if you're a writer, I mean, you might pretend that you're just doing it for you, but there is always a reader in mind.
Sure.
And it can be a real struggle to get your work read. And there is something really immediate. It's like completing the piece when you're sharing it with someone else. It's what it was created for.
And I think that sharing point is key to something else that we've been talking about while we're preparing for the workshop, is how it's not just about being the reader or the writer. It's about becoming a more generous listener. And I know from participating in reading series, and I'm sure Hallie from running one can say that, listening to other people, especially if they're nervous or just starting out, get up there and read their own work, makes you less, you know, I'm going to say cocky about your own work. You come back to the page and say, you know what, I'm still a beginner too. And it really does tune your ear.
How do you keep it from being discouraging? Because there are those of us, I will admit to this, that, you know, you go out and you do something, and then somebody comes in with some very good feedback, and you're like, all right, this is, you know, the self-loathing is turned up to 10, and you're like, all right, I don't need to do that again.
Yeah.
How do you want to, you've seen this happen a lot.
Well, I would just start by saying that it's good to just enter any, you know, experience like that, knowing that nothing is perfect. And I mean, occasionally you're going to hear somebody just say, like, that's amazing, it's ready, send it out. But almost everything can be improved. To take it back to our specific workshop,
because the only tweak I would just say to what you're doing is that I would go in knowing that it sucked, and then if somebody
that's your approach,
this is being very psychological,
that's so
isn't
you can
it?
Go in.
Right. So I would go in and think that it really sucks, and then if somebody said, "Yeah, it really sucks," then I would just curl it up and throw it in the garbage can.
Yeah, your negative thinking would be validated.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that after the show.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, just getting in front of the microphone alone, there's a rush of adrenaline.
Absolutely.
That apart from anything else, if you've never read in front of a group before, I think you'll get at least a good 45 minutes of endorphins from just having shared something out loud. And then,
sure.
And you know, people... especially, I think, the crowd that we'll have, they're pretty generous. People, it's only when you kind of get into the maybe MFA workshop scenario where people can be cruel because they're competitive. They want to be published, too. This is not necessarily the crowd that we hope to attract. We want this to be supportive. We want it to be fun. And it's really about empowering the reader, himself or herself, to be able all by themselves, even if they're reading out loud at home, to imagine a public and to feel inside of their stomach like, oh God, that joke, I'm really beating it over the head. I need to, Hallie says this, I need to leave air around, you know, the joke or the poignant point I'm trying to make. Things are too crowded or confusing. Clarity is something else that we're going to help people.
Sure.
Fine.
And to have that nurturing atmosphere and people who care that come in, I would think would be very important.
Right. I mean, if you've never been in a workshop setting before, I'll just say this will be a very supportive and positive environment. I think people leave their first time doing something like that, feeling really elated, because there is a sense of, oh yeah, this is why I'm doing this, and a little bit of a sense of community.
Totally. And again, I think it can be really daunting. I mean, it's incredibly daunting to sit at home with a piece of writing, to send it out to email addresses and get form rejection letters back, and you don't have a relationship with anyone. It's a completely different thing to have a goal. Oh, you know, there's this local reading series in Hudson called Volume that Hallie
thank you
runs.
For the continued and, plugs.
No, but you know, to say like, hey, you know, if I work on this piece a little more, could I maybe read it at your series? I mean, that as a goal is fun, and there's faces attached to it.
Hallie, your work is, you've done a lot of magazine work and written for some great magazines, but then also there's a performance aspect where you work with various improv groups and that kind of thing.
Right. Well, that's really where I started was comedy was really my first love. I was just a total comedy nerd. And so I did, I started writing a bunch of sketch comedy, which it's immediate. I would, right. You know, you have an idea and then you get up in front of a crowd and there is immediate feedback. And like she said, it's completely visceral. So these days, I'm actually writing much more serious stuff, getting into some deep, heavy stuff. But I've found that what the things I learned from comedy, those principles, they really hold true for serious work as well. And I think being in front of people right away when I was really green has definitely tuned my ear. And like when I'm writing, I am picturing that audience. And yet when I get up and read something in front of people, there are always surprises. And I think that's a really cool part of it. It's like we're asking people to be a little teeny bit vulnerable. They can't totally control how people are going to receive their work. And that's there's some magic there.
Sure.
And putting it out there and allowing themselves to perhaps be surprised. Because if you already know everything, you're good. Just stick around at home with your little your perfect piece of writing that no one will ever read. You know?
Right.
You have to let go a little bit at some point.
So your first novel, I'm having so much fun here without you. So the second, so you're working on the second one.
Working, yeah.
And how's that going?
Oh, it's hard work. I think that the second book is harder than the first.
Because there's an expectation.
It's been my experience. Yeah. I guess there's an expectation, but gosh, I mean, it's hard to talk about. I'm still being schooled every day. I mean, what we're talking mm-hmm. about are lessons I see at home. I thought that it would be really easy. I love to write. I wrote an initial draft really quickly. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. And I handed it in to my agent. And she said, you know, this is not great at all. Mm-hmm. And that has happened now maybe 5 times. And so I'm building. Clarity is really something I'm working on right now. I picked a pretty tough, confusing topic, and it makes sense in my brain, but trying to write a full-length novel that's a tough topic and make it a compelling story that people want to turn the page is not easy.
We are out of time, but so you'll be sharing any of your work on
yes, but not the second book.
Okay, all right, no, we'll go there. Okay, the workshop is presented by the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers. It'll take place this Saturday, May 7th, at the Sandusfield Art Center in Sandusfield, Massachusetts, 4:00 at the Art Center. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Courtney and Hallie, thank you so much. Best of luck to you. Have a great event.
Thank you for having us.
We'll look forward to reading your work.
You're listening.
It doesn't suck, I can tell you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.